There is a wonderful article in today's Guardian newspaper, and I'm just looking at it now. I'm looking at it on the online edition, written by Polly Toynbee, and the title is How the Badly Maimed BBC Can Stand Up to Parasitic Sky. And I don't always agree with what Polly has to say. Many things I disagree with her on, but this is really something I really agree with. You can read it for yourself by going to guardian.co.uk/commentisfree, and it's basically looking at the way how close British broadcasting came to just falling apart. And there's a bit of a quick review of how the government almost handed over Sky to Rupert Murdoch, and how the BBC is always being demonised and everything, and actually how at the end of the day the BBC is the best broadcaster in the world, which I've always believed in anyway. It's just nice when I hear other people say the same thing. And there's a really great argument in this particular article about the idea that rather than the BBC paying Sky to be included on the Sky platform, actually Sky should be paying the BBC, because this has been found again and again, that actually the most watched channels are the BBC channels. Overall, the most watched channels are the free-to-air channels, channels 1 to 5. Then, if you go larger and you include digital stations, it's the first 5 plus the BBC digital channels and the ITV digital channels and so on and so forth. And basically, although Sky is making all these billions of pounds every year, it's basically because they have an almost complete monopoly on movies and sport. But actually, in terms of viewing hours, most of the content which is watched by Sky viewers is actually BBC programmes. It's quite fascinating. And if you think back to the big speech that James Murdoch gave a while back, before the big hacking thing erupted, when he wanted the BBC to be scaled back, and we know that the Tories, they want the BBC to be hacked away back to nothing. They want, or they did, want Sky to take over. And thankfully, that's never going to happen now. So check out the article. It's a really good article. It's on the Commenters Free section of the Guardian website, guardian.co.uk.